You're listening to SBS News.
La mondo venis nova sento, tra la mondo iras forta voco.
This anthem does not belong to a country, or a football team, or even a school. It belongs to a language. It is the official anthem of Esperanto, the so-called universal language. Saluto is hello, and adiao is goodbye, in the language few people hear about today. But the president of Esperanto New South Wales, Jonathan Cooper, says it is rich in history and spoken all over the world.
It was launched in 1887 in what's now Poland, was part of the Russian Empire, and it spread first to other parts of Europe and then to United States, America, and now it's in over 80 countries. And there are no one knows exactly, but there's approximately 2 million people speak it around the world.
Considered the most successful constructed language, Esperanto was invented in the 1870s by Jewish academic Ludwig Zamenhof. Growing up in the then Russian Empire, Dr. Zamenhof created the language in the hopes of breaking down the language barrier and building bridges between cultures.
It was originally created by Zamenhof to remove barriers that didn't have to be there, namely linguistic barriers. It's about people feeling as though they're part of the world as a whole, rather than, you know, us versus them.
Easy to learn and readily available, Esperanto was meant to have everyone speaking at least two languages, understanding each other better and avoiding intercultural conflict. Notably, both Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin reportedly banned the language and had Esperantists killed. Outside Europe and then North America, the language is also spoken in parts of Asia, including Japan and China. The Chinese government reportedly supports a broadcaster that handles radio, television, and print in the language. But Dr. Zamenhof's goal of creating a universal language everyone could speak never really took off, and the numbers of Esperanto speakers dwindled after the Second World War. It is only now that Esperantists around the world are claiming a resurgence.
Do you ĉiuj komprenas tion? Do
fakte ne.
Okay, bone. Do Dmitri, mi nun.
Esperantist Richard Delamore is respected around the world for his YouTube channel and online videos teaching the language. Based in Sydney, he often visits Esperanto House, the headquarters for Esperanto New South Wales, and the only official building dedicated to the language in Australia. He says in his 8 years of teaching and learning Esperanto, the language has begun to gain popularity again.
So the resurgence with Esperanto is down to, I'd say, two things. One, now there's so much material online to learn it. No matter where you want to learn it, what form you want to learn it, it's possible. There's YouTube videos, there's full video courses, there's just audio courses for you when you're driving, there's books, there's pretty much in every media possible.
Many credit the well-known language app Duolingo with helping the language back into some prominence. There are now over 1.6 million users learning Esperanto, 41,000 of them in Australia. Mr. Delamore says it's the simplicity of the constructed language that attracts people. He says while a capable English speaker knows around 10,000 words, Esperantists can achieve the same complexity with only 2,000.
It's so easy to learn. So most people will be like, oh, just give it a try, you know, like, I'll give it an hour, what's the worst that can happen with my time? And they'll walk away from that and they'll be like, wow, I actually know more Esperanto than I do this language I studied during school. And that kind of like puts the hook in, and then they meet this massive international community. Books, videos, you know, music, the whole works.
The members at Esperanto House in Sydney reflect the idea that Esperanto is the universal language, hailing from Germany and France, from Russia and South Korea, and points beyond. It is a cultural hub, regularly hosting chances to meet, pizza nights, and forums. It even offers Esperanto-speaking guests 2 weeks of free accommodation when they visit. Russian expat Dmitry Lushmakov says he is one of the many Esperanto speakers who stayed in Esperanto House when he first moved to Australia.
Esperanto actually was my second language after Russian, so it was my like hobby. But actually, it's more than hobby; it's like a style of life.
Mr. Lushmakov says having the Esperanto community in Australia was a relief when he knew very little English. and he says they helped him connect with the wider community and even secure a job.
Esperanto helped me with accommodation first, with the friends, with the connections. I didn't know what actually I'm going to do in Australia for living. But now actually I do the house renovation, and actually Esperanto speaker helped me to get the first job and actually give me the direction.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.